feeling with this new staff and new beginning for you and the departure of Dansby that you're taking on even more this year in your third year?
Yes. You know, with this whole coaching staff change or whatever, it's been nothing but positive energy throughout the whole building. They bring a lot of knowledge to the game, a lot of knowledge to us younger players. We can learn a lot from them. And with the departure of Carlos Dansby, in my mind, I'm really telling myself to step up. I know a lot of the coaches are telling me to step up. Nothing is written in stone, so, you know, you always got to keep working. You know, just keep working like you're a rookie and you're trying to earn a spot. And that's my whole mentality. That's my whole mindset, is to, you know, keep paving the way and, you know, keep trying to bring this team wins. So,
do you feel like you're ready to take that next step and be an every down guy?
Yes. You know, I believe that every player that's in this building, they work to try to be a starter. You know, that's everybody's mindset, you know, because injuries happen. You never know when a player is going to go down. You never know when it's your time to step in. So each and every day when you're in the classroom, when you're in the weight room, when you're on the field, you got to prepare yourself as a starter. So that's what I'm doing myself, you know, and it's a long way before the season, but that's the way I'm preparing myself is as a starter.
Chris, with the loss of Dante and Carlos and Deshaun and, you know, so many, you know, starters basically leaving this defense, I think a lot of people look at you guys and think, oh, this defense isn't going to be very good this year. What are your thoughts? What is the outlook on how good this defense is going to be?
I think we have a chance to be a good defense, you know, especially with Ray Horton coming in here. His defense is a good defense. You can see the tracking record of his defense. And he's a guy that has a lot of knowledge of the game. And when you look around the room, you just see veteran guys like Tremont Williams, Joe Hayden, Paul Kruger, those guys. You know, Joe's been a Pro Bowler. Tremont's been a Pro Bowler, won the Super Bowl. Krug, he's won the Super Bowl. So we have plenty of leaders and plenty of older guys that can, you know, help us younger guys, you know, win games and show us the right way to do it as pros. So it's nothing but great and positive energy throughout the room. And we kind of blocking out the outside, you know. They're not in here working out with us or, you know, in the classroom with us. So the guys that's in the group that's in that room, you know, we just depend on one another and trusting one another. And, you know, if we work hard, you know, we can do great things this year.
Early impressions of DeMario Davis?
Oh, man, he's a great guy. When he first came here, just by talking to him and, like, how much he knows of the game, I thought he was, like, an eight-year vet, you know, and he told me this was his fifth year. And you just tell that, you know, he's hungry to win. You know, he knows a lot. He's the type of player that he has that high motor and he has great leadership skills. So when he first got here, me and him bonded instantly. And, you know, I think he'll fit right into this scheme. He'll fit right into the program, and he's doing well right now.
Christian, can you look around the defense and say, well, we've got some holes, like we need some guys in the secondary. Do you look to the draft next week, and are you curious? Are you engaged in that, like as a fan?
I mean, I guess when you're a player and you've been through the draft, you know, you can just tell that feeling that you had when you was getting drafted, and you're kind of excited for other guys to have the same feeling that you had. And that's what it's all about is, you know, whatever teammate comes to Cleveland and, you know, get drafted here, we got to bring him in as a brother. So it'll be pretty interesting to see where we land in the draft as far as who we get. But at the same time, you got to put it in your head, is this somebody that's coming to take your job? So you just got to continue to work hard. So during this time, I think everybody, you know, works extra hard, you know, just to keep that in mind that it's all about competition. But at the same time, whoever comes, you know, bring him in as a brother.
Are there guys that you like, though? Like, do you just sit here and even, like, with your friends or your family, do you say, yeah, I hope at number two we get this guy?
It's kind of hard for me because I don't really pay attention to college like that anymore. Like, I'm not into it like I was when I was in college. But, I mean, I have a couple college teammates that I play with that's entering the draft. And it'd be cool to play with those guys again. But I'm not too much in-depth into who's coming out and stuff like that.
You know, some confusion at times last year with what you guys were trying to accomplish defensively. Now that Ray's come in, and do you get the sense that – you know, some of those issues are just kind of work themselves out, that things will be a little more simplified and easier for you guys to understand, especially some of the concepts you want to run?
Well, like I stated before, Ray, you know, he's been a player before. He's coached here before, and so he know a lot of the guys that's still here when he was here, and he knows how complex a defense can be and how some guys can maybe think differently or think a little slower. But all he does, he try to simplify as much as possible to help us move faster and play faster. And that's some of the things that I've been getting by sitting in the classroom, is how he teaches. And, you know, he teaches it very well, to the best of his ability, or he try to grasp how somebody else learned things, and he try to, you know, take it one-on-one and just to make sure you know what you're doing out there. And, you know, I mean, what happened last year is last year. You know, that's out of our minds. We're trying to move forward. So I'm proud of the guys and how we're handling the new playbook and how we're coming together as a defense, and we're really trying to study the plays, and we're really trying to make sure we come out on top. So with Ray coming in here, it's nothing but positive energy. You know, he doesn't speak too negative. He's always positive about everything, and that goes for all the coaching and his coaching staff. So I'm just happy to work with him, because I heard good things about him from former teammates. So I'm just ready to get this thing on the road.
Do you have any idea yet, and any difference in the role you'll play at inside linebacker in this defense?
You know, I'm just trying to really, wherever they need me to be, that's what I'm willing to play, because at the end of the day, you're a football player, so you just want to go showcase your talent on the field, and as well as special teams. You know, me and Coach Taves, we got a close connection, so I feel that wherever I'm an asset at, I'm gonna try to do that to the best of my ability. So
you played a lot in your first couple of years. Where do you think, is there a spot where you say, here's where I need to take a jump to be the kind of player you want to be?
Well, just to know that a lot of the guys left last year, it's just in any linebacker position. That's just the way I think, you know, because, like I said, injuries happen, so I don't want to have a coach looking to say, oh, who can play this spot, or who can play that spot. I want to know all linebacker positions just so that can enhance my game. And coach always say, the more you can do, the better. So me specifically, I'm focusing on the inside linebacker position, but at the same time, you know, I'm trying to learn everything of the defense just in case. You know, you never know what happens. So
you need to get better for surround or coverage, or you're not happy where you're progressing.
I think personally, just watching myself on film, I need to improve on some stuff in the run. And that's what I've been doing this offseason. I've been watching film. I've been, you know, in the playbook, and just I still keep in contact with former teammates that's, you know, that helped me along the way from year one and year two. So, you know, I'm just trying to enhance my game on that and still work on pass coverage. You never can stop working on something. So, but I can say I really went into detail my run technique this past offseason. So,
does that drive you guys a little bit crazy defensively, that one of the first descriptions of the Browns defense, not only last year but through the years, is, well, they can't stop the run?
I mean, that's in the past, you know. It's nothing we really can do about that. You know, we are going forward. We're moving forward. What's happened in the past happened in the past. We erased the tape, and we're trying to start off fresh, start off a new season. And what we have in that room, we're all excited about it. And we all know that we can get the job done. We just got to execute.
Is it just one of those things that until you stop it, people will continue to say it?
I mean, honestly, if people want to say something about that, then they can say it. But it's a new year, so. You're not stuck in the past.
How do you improve? When you hear so much in the offseason, there's not a lot of hitting, so we don't know what you're doing individually. How do you improve your run technique as far as in the offseason when you're not around the team?
Well, a lot of the times, you know, it's the NFL. You know, from you playing from little league to high school to college, you should know how to. You know, you should know how to tackle. So, like, you don't need to go out there and bang heads each and every time, because, I mean, obviously if you do that, you know, you're going to be wore out by the end of the season. So it's really all about hand placement, techniques, knowing where you're supposed to be at, gap responsibility. And those are the things that help improve run defense. So it's all about being accountable to your teammates and just being trusted.
What kind of things are you noticing about the new head coach?
Man, every team meeting, he comes in there with high energy. He comes in there, he teaches guys how to win, and he's very positive. And the thing I like about Coach Jackson is that, you know, he interacts with the players. You know, he'll come by, he'll walk in the locker room and say what's up to you, you know, just ask how things going. And all he do is talk about winning. And once you build that in the player's mind, or you build that around the Browns, then everybody's going to think about winning. Everybody's going to think about how to win, you know, how to go about and be a pro. So that's one thing I see about Coach Jackson is that, you know, he's always positive and trying to instill things in us guys' mind. So he's a good coach.
Coach,